Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Here in South Louisiana, high winds from hurricanes are a real concern. Now that hurricane season is here, it's time to take a look at the trees in your landscape. Although trees add immeasurably to our home grounds, trees with problems can be a real liability during storms or hurricanes. First, check for trees that have large dead branches or trees that may be totally dead. They should be dealt with as soon as possible. Dead branches should be pruned off, and dead trees should be removed entirely. Look at the overall condition of your trees. A tree that's sickly, low in vigor, and shows significant signs of rot or decay is a real issue and problem in your landscape. The decay in the trunk poses a real problem because it weakens the structure of the trunk. If a tree with a decayed trunk is anywhere close to buildings that it might fall on, those trees should seriously be considered for possible remover. When the high winds of hurricanes come through, trees with weakened trunks are liable to break and go over. Also, look for branches that hang low over the house, near the roof. Although the branches may not be touching the roof under normal conditions, the high winds and violent weather of hurricanes can cause the trees to bend and the branches to flail about considerably. Now, these branches can cause extensive damage to the roof, so if you have branches that are sweeping very low to the roof and maybe only a foot or so away from the top of your roof, they should probably be pruned away or removed. After the extreme rain associated with some hurricanes, the soil may be so soft that trees can topple over if their weight is not properly proportioned. So trees that are very one-sided or trees that lean significantly may also need some attention. Selectively pruning the trees can relieve the weight on the heavier side, balancing out the weight distribution of the canopy, and this will make the trees less likely to go over in a storm. Normally, it's best to have this kind of work done by a professional, licensed arborist. Now, when you're looking at an arborist to do this kind of work, it's a good idea to get several estimates. So look in the yellow pages under trees or go online and look at some of the tree companies in your area. The Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry has an excellent website that lists all of the licensed arborists in Louisiana by parish. If you do an internet search using Louisiana Department of Agriculture licensed arborist, then that'll bring up a link that you can click on, and you can go to that website and find the licensed arborists that are going to be in your parish. Now, when interviewing the arborists, ask to see their state arborist license. All practicing arborists must be licensed by the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. These arborist companies are also required to carry liability insurance, so ask to see their certificates of insurance, including proof of liability for personal and property damage and workman's compensation. This is to protect you. If there should be an accident or somebody should be injured on your property, you need to make sure that the company that's doing the work is properly insured. Finally, I strongly recommend that you be present while the work is being done, even if you have to take off from work. It's the best way to avoid surprises after the pruning is finished. And don't be shy about asking questions. You need to fully understand what the arborist proposes to do and why. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.